Welcome to No Nonsense True Crime. I'm your host, Emma, and today we will be covering the murder of Jhené Gagné. Thirty-three-year-old Jhené Gagné was a well-known model and social media influencer, better known as Miss Mercedes Moore, with over 2.6 million followers on Instagram. On August 29, 2021, the bodies of both Jhené and 34-year-old Kevin Alexander Acorto were found in Jhené's apartment in Richmond, Texas. Their bodies were discovered by Jhené's father, Mark Gagné, who went to check on Jhené because she hadn't answered any of his calls over the weekend. This must have been odd for her, because Mark stated that because she hadn't answered his calls, he knew that something was up. When no one answered Mark at the door, he forced it open and found his daughter's lifeless body at the bottom of the stairs with her clothes torn up. According to the medical examiner, Jhené died of strangulation and a traumatic concussion. Upstairs, Mark found Jhené's killer, Kevin Acorto, who was still dying from a self-inflicted knife wound, as well as what looked like a rambling confession scrawled on the walls. Police believe that Kevin beat Jhené before strangling her, then wrote a confession on the wall before he killed himself. Since the murder, Jhené's neighbors have been shocked and terrified. Their complex is gated and fenced, but since Jhené was killed, any sense of security they once had has been shattered. So far, there appears to be no relationship between Jhené and Kevin, according to police. In fact, Kevin is not even local and is from Florida, and it is not currently known how Kevin managed to find Jhené's address and get into her apartment. The police have yet to release Kevin's motive, and the investigation is still ongoing. Though Jhené's parents stated that they believe Kevin may have been one of Jhené's crazed followers. Jhené's mother, Janita Grover, said, "Unfortunately, someone basically was stalking and killed my baby." A memorial for Jhené was held on September 4th of this year at Davis Greenlaw Funeral Chapel in Rosenberg.